بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الله أكبر ما حج المسلمون بيت الله الحرام يقولون لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. الله أكبر، الله أكبر ما طافوا وسعوا وشربوا من ماء زمزم المطهر. الله أكبر ما وقفوا على جبل عرفات. الله أكبر ما غفر الله لهم السيئات. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الله أكبر for all of those Muslims who have went and made and completed their Hajj this year. الله أكبر for all of the Muslims who have ran between الصفا والمروة. الله أكبر for all the Muslims who have circled around the Kaaba. الله أكبر for all the Muslims who have drank from the pure water of Zamzam. Allahu Akbar for all the Muslims who have stood on the Mount of Arafat and asked Allah for His forgiveness. Allahu Akbar for all the Muslims whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed mercy upon them and forgave them. Ayyuhal mu'minun, marhaban bikum fi hadha al-yawm al-mubarak. Marhaban bikum fi yawm al-eid. O ye who believe, I wish to greet you in this blessed and joyous day of Eid. And I wish to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send and shower us with His mercy and His blessings and His forgiveness, and to bring back our brothers and our sisters who have went to complete the Hajj with an increasement of Iman and an increasement of Taqwa and an increasement of health and wealth. Allahumma ameen. Ya ibad Allah, يقول الحق سبحانه وتعالى ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, He tells us in His glorious book in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 120, a verse that will remain eternal and will remain true until the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us almost an advice by warning us of whom our enemies are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَمْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودَ وَلَا النَّصَارَى. Never, never will the Jews and the Christians be satisfied or content or pleased with you until you follow them and their religion. هَذَا قَوْلُ اللَّهِ. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah does not just stop there, but He orders us to do something. قُلْ. Say to them, قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى. Verily we will not follow you. Allah is telling us, say to them, the guidance of Allah is the only guidance to be followed. And this is what I wish to speak to you today about in short words. I wish to speak to you today about how they are trying to influence us. How the disbelievers are trying to take us from our religion. And if they do not succeed in taking us wholly out of al-Islam, by trying to extinguish some of the light of al-Islam. And to make you understand this clear, I am going to give you an example of a verse from the Quran, and then I will give you an example of what they say.
The words of Allah and the words of the shaitan. This is what I wish to explain to you today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the glorious Quran, defining our sole purpose of existence, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have only created jinns and humans for them to worship me. Our whole existence on this earth is in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether we are praying or whether we are at work, whether we are fasting or whether we are at school, our existence is in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا قول الله. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فماذا يقول المشركون والكافرون? What do the mushrikeen and the kuffar say? When they hear us recite such a verse, they try to answer us and say, verily we as humans were only created to follow our ambitions, and to follow our lust, and to acquire as much wealth, and as much women, and as much children as we can. هذا قولهم. This is what they say. Allah says we were only created to worship Him. They say we were only created to worship lust and ambition and wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in another verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Isra, verse number 9. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. Allah tells us, verily this Qur'an that you have been given, the words of Allah that you have been given, guides you. It guides you to that which is most just and right. It guides you to that which is most just and right. And it orders, and it gives glad tidings to the believers who work righteous deeds, that they will have a great reward. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what are the words of the mushrikun and the kuffar? What they answer us by when we recite such a verse, they say, verily this Qur'an that you have been given does nothing but misguide you and put hardship on you. It orders you to fast, and it orders you to make salah 5 times a day, and it orders you to give zakah and to make hajj, and to stay away from eating the pig and from drinking alcohol. This is a hardship on you. And it tells your women to cover themselves with the covering of the honorable, with an hijab, with the hijab of izzah, with the hijab of honor. Your Qur'an is trying to oppress you and put hardship on you. هَذَا قَوْلُهُمْ. This is their saying. Allah tells us this Qur'an guides us to that which is most just and right. They tell us that this Qur'an misguides us and puts hardship upon us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in another verse in the Qur'an, ordering the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to order the ummah, to order the Muslim nation with an order. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ وَبَنَاتِكَ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يُبْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِمْ يُبْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِمْ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَنْ يُعْرَفْنَ فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet, tell your wives and your daughters and all of the believing women, وَنِسَاءُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and all of the believing women to draw their cloaks over their bodies, to cover their bodies with the cover of the honorable, with the covering of taqwa, of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to not display their beauty to those who are not permitted to see it. The reason for Allah ordering this, He tells us later on in the verse, ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَنْ يُعْرَفْنَ فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ. This is better for them, for they will then be known as being honorable people, and nobody will annoy them or harm them. And Allah is ever forgiving and most merciful. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ordering the women of al-Islam to cover themselves with honor, with al-hijab, with beauty. Now what do the people call them to? They say, O women of al-Islam, this hijab that you are wearing does nothing but oppress you. This hijab you are wearing is a way of men putting tyranny upon you. They try to to try to influence our Muslim sisters by telling them, take this hijab off. And let every strange man look upon your body. And let every strange man stare upon your body so he can plan on how to attack you. This is their thing. Allah tells the women to cover, they tell the women to wear a bikini. They tell the women to show their arms and their legs and their chest and their hair. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran a beautiful verse describing the reward that is set in store for us, where He tells us in Surah Ar-Ra'd, He tells us in Surah Ar-Ra'd, He says, مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون تجري من تحتها الأنهار أكلها دائم وظلها تلك عقبى الذين اتقوا وعقبى الكافرين النار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us verily the description of the paradise that is promised to those who fear Allah, promised to those who fear Allah, has rivers flowing from underneath it. And its food is eternal and never spoiled. Its food is eternal and never spoiled. And so is its shade. This is the reward that is promised for those who fear Allah and worship Him. And the destination of those who disbelieve is the fire. هذا قول الله. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now when we come to try to listen to what the mushrikeen say, all we hear is silence. We cannot hear them answering this verse. لماذا? What is the reason for this? Because they have never thought of the akhirah. They have never thought of what comes after death. They have never thought of a day when Allah will judge them and bring forth their evil deeds and bring forth their good deeds. They only thought of acquiring wealth and acquiring children and acquiring money and following their lust and ambition, living day by day. Not living a day in order that when you come to the day of judgment, you will see that you lived a good day. This is the difference between us and them. وَلَكِنْ لِلْأَسَفِ But tragically there have been Muslims. There have been people who say, لا إله إلا الله, محمد رسول الله, who have reached out and grasped and took some of the customs of the disbelievers. For then we see the Muslim. We see the Muslim who may be named Abdullah or Muhammad. And he will decide upon his own whims and hawa, he will decide that I do not wish to pray. Salah is not written for me. And he might be named Abdullah, the slave of Allah. And he will decide, I do not need to pray. And then there are other Muslims who you will see on the days of Jumu'ah, and this is the only time they pray in the week. And then there are other Muslims who you only see in Ramadan, and this is the only time they pray during their year. And then there are other Muslims whom you only see on the days of Eid, and these are the only times of the year they pray. And then there are also Muslims who when they come to the masjid, they only come once in their life. لا من أجل أن يصلوا ولكن من أجل أن يصلى عليهم. Not in order for them to pray, but in order for somebody to pray صلاه الجنازة upon them. من حديث جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن بين الرجل وبين الشرك والكفر ترك الصلاة. والحديث رواه الإمام مسلم وغيره. In the authentic hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, What is between a man being a mushrik, taking partners with Allah and being a kafir? What is in between a Muslim and somebody who is a kafir and a mushrik is if he abandons his salah. Once you leave your salah, you have become part of them. You have become from the people who do not wish to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy that He has bestowed upon you. For the clothing you wear, for the shelter you live in, for the safety you feel, for the wife you may have, or the children that you may have, or the wealth or the job that you may have. Instead of thanking Allah, you decide not to pray. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ الْعَهْدُ الَّذِي بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمُ الصَّلَاةِ فَمَنْ صَرَفَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرْ. والحديث رواه الإمام أحمد والترمذي وقال حسن صحيح. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in an authentic hadith said, the barrier or the partition between us who say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah and them who say there is no God, or who say that Jesus is God, the difference between us and them is salah, is prayer. So whoever abandons, so whoever does not establish, so whoever leaves off his prayer, what do you think would be the answer? Whoever does not pray, he has become from them. He has committed kufr. He has committed kufr. He has led himself to disbelief. And this hadith is authentic, and it's narrated by Imam Ahmad and At-Tirmidhi. And then we also see other Muslims who have decided for themselves that there is no fasting and there is no zakah. The shaitan will come to them and say, this fasting you are doing, it is only making you hungry and thirsty and making you tired. Who is going to know if you eat while people aren't looking at you? And then the shaitan may come to another person and tell him, the zakah that you are giving, it is too much. They ask from you 2.5%. This is way too much for you. How about you pay 1%? How about you pay 0.5%? How about you don't pay at all? For you may have bills that are coming in the next year. This is what the shaitan will try to lead the people astray by. And what I wish to say before I conclude the first half of this khutbah is, we as believers, نحن كالمؤمنون, we as believers must adjust our lives according to Islam and never try to adjust Islam according to our lives. I repeat on purpose. We as Muslims do not try to adjust Islam according to our lives, but we adjust our lives according to Islam. So for instance, we will never come and say that the fasting is 30 days. I cannot fast 30. I'll fast 3 days. This is a mockery of Allah's religion. We can never come and say that the prayer is 5 times a day, I can only pray 2 or 3. We can never change Islam to fit our lives. We must fit our lives in the perimeters of Islam. And what I wish to remind you today with is that we as Muslims, we firmly believe in the day of resurrection. And we firmly believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring us and will take us out of our graves, and He will judge each and every one of us. He will judge us one by one, and He will judge in between us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised this. And in order to make you fear such a day, I wish to recite to you a verse from Surah Luqman, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ وَاخْشَوْا يَوْمًا لَا يَجْزِي وَالِدٌ عَنْ وَلَدِهِ ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, O mankind, fear your Lord, be afraid of Allah, and fear also a day, and also fear a day when no father will be able to help his son, and no son will be able to help his father. Verily the promise of Allah is true. So do not let this worldly life deceive you. Do not let this worldly life deceive you, and do not let the chief deceiver, do not let the shaitan deceive you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تُرْجُمَانٌ فينظر العبد أيمن منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم، وينظر أشأم منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم، وينظر بين يديه فلا يرى إلا النار، فاتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. The messenger tells us in an agreed upon hadith, there is none of you who will not be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there will be no barrier between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will look to your right, and you will only see the deeds that you have brought forth for this day. And then you will look to your left, and you will only see the deeds that you have brought forth for such a day. And you will look in front of your face, and all you will see is the fire. And all you will see is the fire. So escape the fire, even if it is by giving half of a day in sadaqah. Escape the fire, even if it is by giving half of a day in charity. And the hadith is agreed upon. وقال الله تعالى يومئذ تعرضون لا تخفى منكم خافية. On such a day you will be brought forth to judgment. Not a single deed that you tried to hide from us will be hidden. Nothing you ever did and tried to hide will be hidden.
يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرِ. On a day when all of your secrets will be shown to everybody. These are the words I wish to leave you by in the first khutbah. And I wish to conclude this first khutbah by saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون. O ye who believe, fear Allah, the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you're in the state of Islam. اقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. يا فوج المستغفرين استغفروا ربكم ان الله غفور رحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمد الله ونستعينه ونستغفره ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد, we today have gathered in this blessed majlis, in this blessed seating. There are brothers who are praying outside and sisters who are praying downstairs. We have gathered today to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember His mercy upon us, and to ask Him and to thank Him for the blessings that He has shown us and for the benefits that He has given us. And when we look around and we see the society that we are living in, when we look from afar view and we see what the people are living in, we see people who are committing zina, who are committing fornication, and Allah punishes them by giving a disease like AIDS. We look again and we see people who are alcoholics, and we see again that Allah is punishing them by taking away their memory, by taking away their motor skills. We see drunk drivers who are killing people right, left and center. We look again and we see the murders. We look again and we see the drug addiction. We look again and we see the prostitution. We look again and we see basically kufr. We see disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all we can say is, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. For these words stand for everything against that. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah stands against alcohol and drugs and prostitution and zina. Stands against all of this. And then when we look into our Muslim community, and when we look into this masjid and the masjids that are around us, we see that these are fastly becoming the only havens, the only sanctuaries where we can come and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in comfort, other than our homes, insha'Allah. We come and we see the masjid, we come on Sunday and we see children who are memorizing the Quran. And we see adults who are learning the Arabic language to teach their children. And we see people who have come and congregated on the days of Friday to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before I conclude today, I just wish to remind you of what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered the believers. Amr. He ordered the believers to do every Eid. And in the hadith which is in Sahih al-Bukhari and many other books, the Messenger would order Bilal to hold out his garment so that the people would put sadaqah, so that they would put charity in his clothes on this blessed day of Eid. So they would put charity and put sadaqah in his clothes so that they may be forgiven for some of their sins. And what I wish to remind you today with are some of the statements, some of the sayings of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding giving sadaqah, in order to incite you and wallahi myself before you to give, to donate, to give in charity to the masajid, to give to the masajid. For the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we all know in the authentic hadith, said, whoever builds a house for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth to be worshipped in, Allah will build him a house in the Jannah. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, he also said that the sadaqah, that the charity you give, puts out your evil sins, just like how water extinguishes the fire. Your sadaqah, your penny, your loonie, your dollar, your $5, your $100, put out the amount of things that Allah wishes, just like how water extinguishes the fire. وَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And He also told us, صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, that one of only three ways that you can keep accumulating good deeds while you are dead is by giving a صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ, a charity that is forever running with blessings. And I wish to ask you,
What greater sadaqatun jariya is there than to build a masjid where young children and adults will be taught and memorize the Qur'an? What greater sadaqa is there than to build a masjid? What greater sadaqa is there than to build a masjid where people will congregate in the days of Eid to pray, and congregate in the days of Ramadan to break their fast and to pray Salatul Taraweeh? What greater sadaqa is there than to build a masjid where people will congregate on the days of Jum'ah to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy? What greater sadaqa is there than to build a masjid where people will pray the five daily prayers every single day of the year? Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha. And also the sunan of these salawat. And also the calling of the adhan. And also the people who are driving by the highway at this moment, seeing hundreds of Muslims praying in the parking lot, showing their worship and their obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What greater blessing is there? This is the question I wish to ask you. And wallahi, I wish to leave you with just one last hadith, which wallahi, if it was just for this last hadith, it would have been enough for us to take out our wallet and our pocketbooks and our purses, and to take even wallahi our jewelry off and put it in the zakah bin. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promises us. He said, مَا نَقَصَ مَالٍ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. Never, never will the amount of money you have with you be depleted by you giving sadaqah from it. Never will the amount of money you have with you be depleted by you giving sadaqah from it. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Saba, He tells us, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, there is never a charity that you give in Allah's cause except that He will replace it for you. And He is the best to provide. مَا نَقَصَ مَالٍ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ. Never will the amount of money you have be depleted by you giving sadaqah. So for instance, if you have $5,000 and you give from them $4,000, these $4,000 have never left your pocket. They have never left your wealth. For Allah will return it to you the way He deems possible and the way He wishes. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. He is the best to provide. And these are the words I wish to conclude by. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك اللهم لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت إنك تقضي بالحق ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت. اللهم إننا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد وقرة عين لا تنقطع ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في جنات النعيم. اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا وذهاب همنا وغمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون. ربنا اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون. ربنا اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.